KTU Cares, a salute to local heroes.
What kind of world do you want? Think anything. History starts now.
On KTU Cares, good morning, and a great guest in the studio with us. Deeksha Gore is here. She's executive director of TDF. And it's great to have you here in studio. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tell us a little bit more about the organization, what TDF is, and the work you do as executive director.
Fantastic. So TDF actually has been around for 55 years, formerly known as the Theater Development Fund. You may know us from the TKTS booth in Times Square,
sure.
Which has been around for 50 years. We celebrated our 50-year anniversary this year.
Great.
And in that time, we have provided discounted tickets to the tune of 70 million discounted tickets to Broadway and off-Broadway. And so TDF started with this program to make theater accessible for audiences who may need it, who may not be able to afford a full price ticket. And our mission is actually, as a nonprofit, is to remove barriers to access to the performing arts. But in addition to the TKTS booth, we do so much more, which I'm really excited to talk to you about today.
Excellent. And before we jump into some of those questions
Yes. And
all the things you're going to inform us about, because I'm excited about this show, too, to learn a lot, give us a way that we can get more information about all the things we're talking about today.
Absolutely. Well, I will point you to our website, tdf.org. You can also follow us on social media at TDFNYC. Or if you want access to the TKTS booth, we actually have a TKTS app that you can download at the App Store, or follow us on social media at TKTS.
Great. So you do ticketing besides TKTS. Can everybody use the service? And let's really kind of dig in so that you educate our listeners and make this a really great show for us.
Sure, absolutely. So after we founded the TKTS booth, we wanted to find a way for people who really need it to actually access Broadway at a price point that was available to them, that was something that they could manage. And this is And so this is how we came up with our membership program. Our membership program is actually not open to everyone. However, we serve union members, educators, arts workers, seniors and retirees, people who are under 30. Again, you can go to tdf.org to see if you would qualify. But as part of the program, you actually get access to $60 tickets to Broadway.
And that's great.
Allows New Yorkers to experience the art that was created for them in their hometown.
Excellent. Tell us more about your community programs. What really excites you about bringing new audiences to Broadway?
Sure, thank you. So when TDF was founded, it was really founded with a mission to remove barriers to entry for the performing arts, namely ticket price. But what we've learned is there are so many communities for whom attending theater can be quite challenging beyond just the price of the ticket. People who may never have been invited into a venue before, people with vision loss or hearing loss or mobility needs, students. We bring in 10,000 students from New York City public high schools every year. And about 12 years ago, we started our autism-friendly performances, which we run 6 times a year, and we invite families impacted by autism to come and experience the show on their terms. And what does that mean? Well, that means we actually work with the shows to change the show in a way that would be welcoming to our audiences and the communities and make them feel like they belong, that this space is for them too. And so we've been doing that for 12 years now. In fact, this year we ran 6 performances. We served 10,000 audience members. And it's just our way of saying theater is for everyone and everyone should have a way to enjoy it. And if you find that you don't have that way to enjoy it, call us because we want to help.
Great. Great info. Thanks so much. TDF Executive Director Deeksha Gore is with us this morning on KTU Cares. Again, if people want to get more information about all the things we're talking about today, where do they go, Deeksha?
Absolutely. TDF.org.
Now, on a different note, you also run the TDF costume collection. It sounds great already off the bat, so tell us about that.
Absolutely. We love the TDF costume collection. It is a collection of 80,000 costumes from Broadway, off-Broadway, and around the country. So we costume designers and shows donate their costumes to us. We preserve them. We archive them. We are able to capture the history of Broadway and of theater that way. But we're also about sustainability. So theaters from around the country can actually come and rent our costumes for their shows. This includes a lot of school groups, a lot of community theaters, as well as professional theaters. And it's just another touch point by which we are opening up access to theater. So many people tell us, and I'm sure you've had this experience too, of going to the theater and the magic that's created by the designers.
Sure.
And this allows us to share that magic with audiences, but also with makers so that they can carry that forward.
It's awesome. Very good. Now, you've been at this job for about 6 months, coming close to a half a year now.
Yes.
Tell us more about you, your experience, how you came to TDF.
Absolutely. So I actually started my career in nonprofit theater marketing. I spent the first decade in the regional theater figuring out how to build audiences for this art form that we all love so much. I then took a little bit of a detour into the world of tech and co-founded a startup that still exists today, Showscore.com, which is a consumer review site for theater. And it was a way to sort of take this idea of word of mouth and really open up access to everyone, anyone who wants to learn more about a show. And over that time, I realized the through line of my career was about building more diverse audiences for theater and the performing arts. And so when I learned that TDF, which is an institution I'd looked up to for decades, was hiring, I thought I'll have to throw my name in the ring. And it has been the honor of my career.
Excellent. And congratulations. It's great to many, many more months and years. And again, if people want more information about what we're talking about today, Deeksha, where can they go?
Absolutely. TDF.org. And I really encourage you to follow us on social media. We have great content that really shows you the impact we have on the lives of New Yorkers. So that is at TDFNYC.
What are you most excited for as you look toward the future?
You know, for me, it starts and it ends with impact. So as my team have heard me say a lot, impact, impact, impact. Our role as a nonprofit is to do good for the community. And so we're always thinking about how are we serving the community? How could we be serving better? How could we be doing more? And the sort of statement we've been using internally is, you know, we will have succeeded when every New Yorker feels a sense of ownership of and belonging in the performing arts. And that's what makes me wake up super energized every morning and makes me really excited to come to work the next day. And, you know, we're at this moment where the work that we're seeing on Broadway is just incredible. Here Lies Love, earlier this year, Zsa Zsa's African Hair Braiding at Manhattan Theater Club, Appropriate at Second Stage. Here are shows that really just capture the diversity of experience of New Yorkers. And I'm so excited and energized by the work. And now our work begins to make sure that we are building audiences for the fabulous work happening on stage.
And I do want to spend more time on Broadway.
Yes.
And what do you love about the state of Broadway today in general and some of the things you just talked about? Go into that a bit more.
Absolutely. You know, we are walking into an extremely full Broadway season this spring with 18 new shows opening in the next 3 months. And what excites me about that is, as an audience member, you have so much to choose from, so many different types of musicals and plays, new works and revivals. There's truly something for everyone. So if you haven't made a trip to Broadway recently, I really encourage you to look into it. You can find out more about the shows that are playing on TDF.org or on the TKTS app. And it's just... it's going to be a really, really fun season. Personally, I got to see Hell's Kitchen off Broadway with one of our education programs with a full house of 17 and 18-year-olds. And I can honestly say it was one of my favorite performances because the energy between the audience and the show was so great. And so I'm really excited to experience that again on Broadway. It's a great season. It's a great season.
As you think about the state of Broadway, what keeps you up at night? Maybe some of the challenges, things like that. What are you hoping it will change?
Yes. Well, you know, there is a sort of, there is maybe a bit of a myth or a perception that Broadway is universally extremely expensive. And while that is certainly the case in some, in the case of some shows or some performances, actually there are many affordable ways to experience Broadway, not least TDF and TKTS. And so I really hope that we can do a job, a good job, sharing with our fellow citizens and residents of New York that Broadway is for you. Broadway is an option. And, you know, frankly, we need to sustain the future of Broadway. And so me and my team spend all our time thinking about the future. What does Broadway look like 5 years from now? What does it look like 10 years from now? And how are we making sure that it is accessible to anyone who wants to experience it?
Spring is upon us, so before we go, I do want you to spend a little bit more time on the excitement around the spring and what's coming up this spring theater season.
Absolutely. You know, this is a season where we are seeing some big name shows. We are seeing Cabaret and Tommy and The Wiz, classic musicals that so many of us are so excited to see in a new interpretation. And we also have some beautiful new works. As I mentioned, Hell's Kitchen is coming. You know, some really powerful plays and revivals. And I think that what's really exciting is wherever your tastes go, there is something for you. So definitely check it out. So TDF actually has been around for 55 years, formerly known as the Theater Development Fund. You may know us from the TKTS booth in Times Square,
sure.
Which has been around for 50 years. We celebrated our 50-year anniversary this year.
Great.
And in that time, we have provided discounted tickets to the tune of 70 million discounted tickets to Broadway.
Wow.
And off-Broadway. And so TDF started with this program to make theater accessible for audiences who may need it, who may not be able to afford a full price ticket. And our mission is actually, as a nonprofit, is to remove barriers to access to the performing arts. But in addition to the TKTS booth, we do so much more, which I'm really excited to talk to you about today.
Excellent. And before we jump into some of those questions,
yes,
and all the things you're going to inform us about, because I'm excited about this show, too, to learn a lot, give us a way that we can get more information about all the things we're talking about today.
Absolutely. Well, I will point you to our website, TDF.org. You can also follow us on social media at TDFNYC. Or if you want access to the TKTS booth, we actually have a TKTS app that you can download at the App Store or follow us on social media at TKTS.
Great. So you do ticketing besides TKTS. Can everybody use the service? And let's really kind of dig in so that you educate our listeners and make this a really great show for us.
Sure, absolutely. So after we founded the TKTS booth, we wanted to find a way for people who really need it to actually access Broadway at a price point that was available to them, that was something that they could manage. And this is And so this is how we came up with our membership program. Our membership program is actually not open to everyone. However, we serve union members, educators, arts workers, seniors and retirees, people who are under 30. Again, you can go to tdf.org to see if you would qualify. But as part of the program, you actually get access to $60 tickets to Broadway.
And that's great.
Allows New Yorkers to experience the art that was created for them in their hometown.
Excellent. Tell us more about your community programs. What really excites you about bringing new audiences to Broadway?
Sure, thank you. So when TDF was founded, it was really founded with a mission to remove barriers to entry for the performing arts, namely ticket price. But what we've learned is there are so many communities for whom attending theater can be quite challenging beyond just the price of the ticket. People who may never have been invited into a venue before, people with vision loss or hearing loss or mobility needs, students. We bring in 10,000 students from New York City public high schools every year. And about 12 years ago, we started our autism-friendly performances, which we run 6 times a year. And we invite families impacted by autism to come and experience the show on their terms. And what does that mean? Well, that means we actually work with the shows to change the show in a way that would be welcoming to our audiences and the communities and make them feel like they belong, that this space is for them too. And so we've been doing that for 12 years now. In fact, this year we ran 6 performances. We served 10,000 audience members. And it's just our way of saying theater is for everyone and everyone should have a way to enjoy it. And if you find that you don't have that way to enjoy it, call us because we want to help.
Great, great info. Thanks so much. TDF Executive Director Deeksha Gore is with us this morning on KTU Cares. Again, if people want to get more information about all the things we're talking about today, where do they go, Deeksha?
Absolutely, tdf.org.
Now, on a different note, you also run the TDF Costume Collection. It sounds great already off the bat, so tell us about that.
Absolutely. We love the TDF Costume Collection. It is a collection of 80,000 costumes from Broadway, off-Broadway, and around the country. So we costume designers and shows donate their costumes to us. We preserve them. We archive them. We are able to capture the history of Broadway and of theater that way. But we're also about sustainability. So theaters from around the country can actually come and rent our costumes for their shows. This includes a lot of school groups, a lot of community theaters, as well as professional theaters. And it's just another touch point by which we are opening up access to theater. So many people tell us, and I'm sure you've had this experience too, of going to the theater and the magic that's created by the designers.
Sure.
And this allows us to share that magic with audiences, but also with makers so that they can carry that forward.
It's awesome. Very good. Now, you've been at this job for about 6 months, coming close to a half a year now.
Yes.
Tell us more about you, your experience, how you came to TDF.
Absolutely. So I actually started my career in nonprofit theater marketing. I spent the first decade in the regional theater figuring out how to build audiences for this art form that we all love so much. I then took a little bit of a detour into the world of tech and co-founded a startup that still exists today, Showscore.com, which is a consumer review site for theater. And it was a way to sort of take this idea of word of mouth and really open up access to everyone, anyone who wants to learn more about a show. And over that time, I realized the through line of my career was about building more diverse audiences for theater and the performing arts. And so when I learned that TDF, which is an institution I'd looked up to for decades, was hiring, I thought I'll have to throw my name in the ring. And it has been the honor of my career
Excellent. And congratulations. It's great to many, many more months and years. And again, if people want more information about what we're talking about today, Deeksha, where can they go?
Absolutely. TDF.org. And I really encourage you to follow us on social media. We have great content that really shows you the impact we have on the lives of New Yorkers. So that is at TDFNYC.
What are you most excited for as you look toward the future?
You know, for me, it starts and it ends with impact. So as my team have heard me say a lot, impact, impact, impact. Our role as a nonprofit is to do good for the community. And so we're always thinking about how are we serving the community? How could we be serving better? How could we be doing more? And the sort of statement we've been using internally is, you know, we will have succeeded when every New Yorker feels a sense of ownership of and belonging in the performing arts. And that's what makes me wake up super energized every morning and makes me really excited to come to work the next day. And, you know, we're at this moment where the work that we're seeing on Broadway is just incredible. Here Lies Love, earlier this year, Zsa Zsa's African Hair Braiding at Manhattan Theater Club, Appropriate at Second Stage. Here are shows that really just capture the diversity of experience of New Yorkers. And I'm so excited and energized by the work. And now our work begins to make sure that we are building audiences for the fabulous work happening on stage.
And I do want to spend more time on Broadway.
Yes.
And what do you love about the state of Broadway today in general and some of the things you just talked about? Go into that a bit more.
Absolutely. You know, we are walking into an extremely full Broadway season this spring with, 18 new shows opening in the next 3 months. And what excites me about that is as an audience member, you have so much to choose from, so many different types of musicals and plays, new works and revivals. There's truly something for everyone. So if you haven't made a trip to Broadway recently, I really encourage you to look into it. You can find out more about the shows that are playing on TDF.org or on the TKTS app. And it's just, it's going to be a really, really fun season. Personally, I got to see Hell's Kitchen off Broadway with one of our education programs, with a full house of 17 and 18-year-olds. And I can honestly say it was one of my favorite performances because the energy between the audience and the show was so great. And so I'm really excited to experience that again on Broadway. It's a great season. It's a great season.
As you think about the state of Broadway, what keeps you up at night? Maybe some of the challenges, things like that. What are you hoping it will change?
Yes, well, you know, there is maybe a bit of a myth or a perception that Broadway is universally extremely expensive. And while that is certainly the case in the case of some shows or some performances, actually there are many affordable ways to experience Broadway, not least TDF and TKTS. And so I really hope that we can do a good job, sharing with our fellow citizens and residents of New York that Broadway is for you. Broadway is an option. And, you know, frankly, we need to sustain the future of Broadway. And so me and my team spend all our time thinking about the future. What does Broadway look like 5 years from now? What does it look like 10 years from now? And how are we making sure that it is accessible to anyone who wants to experience it?
Spring is upon us, so before we go, I do want you to spend a little bit more time on the excitement around the spring and what's coming up this spring theater season.
Absolutely. You know, this is a season where we are seeing some big name shows. We are seeing Cabaret and Tommy and The Wiz, classic musicals that so many of us are so excited to see in a new interpretation. And we also have some beautiful new works. As I mentioned, Hell's Kitchen is coming, you know, some really powerful plays and revivals. And I think that what's really exciting is wherever your tastes go, there is something for you. So definitely check it out.
Before we go this morning, I want to leave the door open for anything that you have a chance or haven't had a chance to talk about. Maybe something you'd like to repeat. Now would be the time to do it. Maybe something you're really, really excited about and you didn't have a chance to talk about earlier in the show.
Thank you. You know, when I think about the profound effect that theater has had on my own life and how it has changed the way I view the world, the way my children view the world, having been exposed to the performing arts, it truly is transformational. And, you know, research and data suggests that we have better social outcomes, better civic pride, better academic results, more empathy. When the Surgeon General talks about the epidemic of loneliness, theater helps to cure that. And so it's not just about entertainment and having a good time, though it is that too. When people participate in theater, society is better for it. And so I want to thank your listeners for participating in theater and encourage you to come out, see more shows, bring people who've never been before. And, you know, I think it will build us a better society.
And one more time, if you could give any way that our listeners would like to get more information about TDF, where can they go, Diksha?
Absolutely. Please check out our website at tdf.org or follow us on social media to see the impact of the work we do at TDF NYC. Well, no, just thank you for having me and please spread the word.
Diksha Gore, our guest this morning on KTU Cares, Executive Director of TDF. So great to have you on KTU Cares. Come back whenever you'd like.
Thank you so much for having me.